breakdown, baby.
It's Friday, folks. We want you to dig deep into the internet and find those five gems that you can share with your friends or just friend if you only have one friend. I only have one friend. Sean Ramaswaram does our Friday Five every week. Sean, welcome.
Hey, John.
What do you got for us today?
What? Starting with Benedict Cumberbatch, who is the internet's favorite actor, even though he's never been in a starring role in a hit movie. There's a Benedict Cumberbatch name generator that pops up different names inspired by his. Some of them include Bumblebee Candygram, Bandicoot Cuckatoo, and Wellington Cankersore.
He's pretty good. Although he is a legitimate star. I mean, he's a big movie
There's
star.
No denying it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's trying to have his first hit movie now with the Imitation Game that he will star in. It's the Alan Turing biopic. And he's going the extra mile while promoting that movie by doing anything the press asks of him, including playing an imitation game in which he does celebrity impressions.
John Malkovich.
Well, I don't know that I...
Alan Rickman.
Dying to see it. Can't wait.
Jack Nicholson.
Why can't we all see the Imitation Game?
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I wonder if he did that, like, off the cuff.
Yeah, he eventually stumbles on Christopher Walken, which makes it more believable, but he's unnaturally good at that, yeah.
Next.
Number two, Jaden and Willow Smith, the 16 and 14-year-old children of Will and Jada Smith, gave an interview to New York Times T Magazine this week, and it's the most challenging thing I've read since Kierkegaard. They talk about prana energy, quantum physics, and how driver's ed is a waste of time. And I would advise everyone to read it just so you can be aware of this new and terrifying breed of human out there.
Yeah. Monsters have been released upon the earth.
We should read this because we want to be aware of alien life.
Number three.
Teasing Twitter is very easy, but SNL did an amazing job of it this week in a sketch that was cut from the actual show.
But why was it cut?
I think it was an exceptionally good episode of SNL with Woody Harrelson and Kendrick Lamar this week, and I'm guessing they just had so much good stuff that they had to make some decisions. This was a longer sketch that they then uploaded to YouTube. It's about a Twitter user sending her 10,000th tweet and then being celebrated by President Obama, Michelle Obama, the real Edward Norton, and then this other guy that we know. Let's listen to some of it.
Everyone, look! It's God!
That's right. I'm here because I've been told the greatest miracle has occurred on Earth.
The greatest miracle? But you turned water into wine.
And you turned absolutely nothing into tweets.
Woody Harrelson is God. I could go for more of that if he ever comes back. Yeah.
Now, we know why there is a zero in the number system. Why are there poop emojis? That's number four.
This is a very good question. Number four, Fast Company broke down, did an oral history of the poop emoji that we have in every iPhone, iPad,
it's really
Android.
There.
It's in every Messenger app. And it's kind of curious. I mean, it is very versatile. You can use it to say, you know, that's a bad idea. You can use it to laugh at something.
I know what I can use it
for. Okay, I'm sorry. I just wanted to break it down there. It kind of interviewed these four Google engineers about it. And it turns out it came out of Japan in the late 90s when a couple of cell phone companies introduced it into the emoji sphere. And Google wanted to bring it over here. And so if it weren't for Japan and Google, we wouldn't have the poop emoji, which is now, you know, omnipresent.
All right. Number five.
Number five is Chick Chick by China's Wang Rong Roland. You want to hear some of it? It's an amazing song.
Okay.
Amazingly bad.
Did I really have a choice about whether I wanted to hear this?
No. So the song is not good, but the video is the latest in this line of like surrealistic pop gems from abroad. This one, the video features ladies in chicken suits, line dancing, half-naked men wearing creepy animal masks, animated chickens in bikinis. And you just wonder, what's going on in like China's pop culture that this is like their latest pop smash? But then again, we gave the world Honey Boo Boo, so, you know, we're all
to
blame.
And again, we always wonder what's going on in pop culture. That's why your show exists.
Yeah, exactly. And this is the latest thing to make us scratch our heads.
Lime, dancing, chickens. There you go.
Yep.
There's your Friday Five from Sean Ramaswaram, host of the Studio 360 spinoff Sideshow podcast, all about the kind of art you don't see in museums. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.